There it is. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the broadcast. My name is John Hell. This right here is Radio Valencia, broadcasting deep from the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco, California. Big thanks to Black on Black on Black. They will return next Monday night live in the studio. Holidays off. I think some people are illin'. They're figuring it out. They're gonna do fine. They're gonna survive it. They're all gonna get into it. I'm here until 10 o'clock tonight, when DJ Doug, Little Hiss Buffett, will be back in the studio as well, doing the Beyond All Limits. I've got sound wizard John Carr in the studio with me. He'll be up in the next 10 minutes, talking about shows that he's doing at the Rickshaw Stop, and we're gonna tease an event. I got to be real careful here because I want to tell everybody everything, but we got to be careful. I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm feeling weird. We got this huge event that a few of us are working on. The staff of Radio Valencia don't even really know what it is that I've been doing, and I don't feel bad about it. But we're going to get there. I'm going to have John on at around 10 after. And such. Lots of music tonight. I'm going to give a theme, though. There's a theme. San Francisco punk is the theme. In the meantime, Bobby Weir died. I'm going to do a Bobby memorial on my show in a few weeks. But I do have something I'll start off with that's reminiscent. Radio Valencia.
You know, Odd Bell, George, played a tape of a scientist that was checking out tectonic plates of Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth? And the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here because you're going to hear it right now.
Yeah. blackbird. It's been hot for 7 weeks now, too hot to even speak now. Did you hear what I just heard? Say it might have been a fiddle, or it could have been the wind. But there seems to be a beat now. I can feel it in my feet now. Listen, here it comes again.
On Radio Valencia, good old Grateful Dead. John Hell is my name. Going to do a special on Bob Weir, maybe next week or the week after when I get my ass in gear. Because, you know, I only have about 4,500 sources of their 2,000 plus shows. And I know. I'm a geek. It's okay. Don't worry about me. Hell's Kitchen Radio Monday nights right here on Radio Valencia. Just before the Dead, we heard some music there from Red Cross off of their debut LP with Linda Blair, and started off with some Papa Pies off of their debut, the White EP, with Truckin'. go until 10 o'clock tonight, but I'm really excited to have in the studio with me some folks from the Rickshaw Stop. Dear friend of mine, John Carr, sound wizard. Are you on? Do we hear you? Can you say something? Oh, wait, are you not?
What's going on? Sorry, John. How about now?
Oh, no, this one. That's the one I want.
Oh, that's the one.
That's, there you are.
Ah, that's the one.
And Carmen Caruso, both of you sound wizards over at Rickshaw. Hi. Thanks for being here. Where are you? There you are.
Oh, there I am.
There you are.
How are you? Don't worry about me. I'm not the sound guy. I'm the button monkey over here. What's the worst name anybody called you for the job you do? Somebody ever said, "Hey, button monkey, get in gear."
The worst thing is just when people like look at me and think that I'm not an engineer and they assume that I'm not. So then I have to be like, "No, hey, I actually am the engineer tonight."
Yeah.
So.
Can you find the engineer for me, dear?
Do you know how to use that?
John, anybody ever call you anything fun?
I'd like to roll with button monkey.
I like that. I took that as prideful. I was at a show in Austin. I think it was La Zona Rosa, which I love. La Zona Rosa. Marsha Ball owns that place. And who's the guy who plays the Git Steel? What's his
Which
name?
One?
No, he's, God damn it, I'm going to forget this cat's name. He's a real son of a bitch, too, this guy.
And Bob Brotzman.
That's a guy that is a bit of a son of a bitch. Junior Brown. And he's playing, and he's known for screaming at his musicians on stage for being, not keeping up, including his wife, who's the bassist. And I'm at the side of the stage near the monitor board, and I'm just enjoying the show, and this monitor guy walks away. And, Junior Brown's doing that thing where you, like, turn this up, turn that down, whatever. And he's, pointing, but I'm not the guy. And he's just pointing, doing the thing, and finally comes over, and he's like, "I told you, you son of a bitch, you got to do it, goddammit." I'm like, "I don't work here." He just gives this look and walks away.
I feel like he forgot who the monitor engineer was in, half an hour or something. Like, that's crazy.
He didn't care. You're all blurry. You're all blurry to Junior Brown. Don't you understand? Anyway, thanks for coming in the studio. You guys have some... I love Rickshaw Stop, and you guys have some really great shows coming up. John, you told me that the staff gets to curate shows. Is this every January you guys get to do this?
No, this is the first time.
What the hell? Why is this the first? This sounds like a given that let the sound people choose the band.
I couldn't be more thankful. I mean, that they took this chance on us.
Right.
And, it's worked out really great. I think we've pulled together a whole slew of different kinds of shows.
Okay.
Everything from Italian disco, krautrock, psych, hot, metal, what else?
I think that's most of it.
That's most of it.
That's a lot.
Some interesting arty prog music coming up. All kinds of stuff.
And you two are curating a show coming up this Thursday. You want to talk about it? Tell us all about it, Carmen.
So we were originally working independently, and then we kind of were at the last hour. Dan was like, "You got to get your shows in, and so we were trying to finagle things, so we just decided to join forces and work together. And John was talking to Grooveland, everyone, and Sturdy, and I was like, "Oh, it would be really fun to do a female-fronted band night."
Yeah.
And we just decided to make it happen.
Yeah, pulled it together, found the right lineup, and this lineup is really great.
Yeah.
It's going to be a super fun show. Different enough, but connected enough. I think this is going to be one of the stronger nights.
So everyone is dirty. Agouti and Grooblin this Thursday night, January 15th at Rickshaw Stop. What, I love that venue so much. How long has that venue been open now?
2004.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. He's. That's what. Yeah. Dan said it was 2004.
What's capacity?
450.
No kidding.
No, it's kind of a surprise because they have the balcony upstairs.
Okay, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Because when I'm in there, I'm like, it's bigger than Bottom of the Hill. Oh, Bottom of the Hill. Oh,
I know, so
but,
sad.
But I'm like, I didn't know, realize it was that big. All right, smaller than Great American.
Smaller than Great American.
Or bigger than Bottom of the Hill. It's that middle side. I know another venue, by the way, that's about 450.
I bet you do.
Yes, I do. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, though. So you guys got this show coming up, and Carmen, you're a Guti, is that right?
It's my project, yes.
Cool. Tell us about that. When did you get started with that?
2017, okay. 2018. I just kind of decided I wanted to start a psych band after kind of going through this like epiphany, going to Costa Rican rainforests and listening to a bunch of music on vacation. And yeah, so I just started like building instruments and equipment and fixing things, and kind of got really stuck down the rabbit hole with vintage gear. Nice. And recorded our first album, was released 2019. I've got a very talented guitarist, Dakota, and our lovely drummer, Owen. And yeah, we've been doing the trio thing for a couple years now. Still looking for an elusive keyboardist.
Oh my. Oh my. Right. Good luck. Let's hear something off of Nodes. Can we hear Dragons?
Sure.
Right on, that came out in 2019.
Yep.
What do we need to know about Dragons?
It was a dream I had about being a dragon.
Okay. Here it is right here. Aguti playing this Thursday night, along with Everyone Is Dirty and Grooblin at Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco. Radio Valencia.
'cause I want to know. I don't think you owe me anything at all. But if I say that, they're on the risk of being strange. I guess I have abilities to make things strange.
Thank you.
cool. Do you approve? Right here on Radio Valencia, John Carr approved. Everyone is Dirty is the name of the band. Oh, wait, we're still going. Off of the Carmels for Grandpa LP. Oh, that's a delightful record there. Out in 2023. Just before that, some Grublin off of their 2025 EP. We heard the track Friendo. Started off the set there with Agouti, with Carmen, who's in the studio off of your 2019 release, Nodes.
Nodes!
Nodes! Thanks for being here, you guys. Got Carmen and John from Rickshaw Stop in the studio. And those three bands, Everyone is Dirty, Grublin, and Agouti, are going to be playing this Thursday night. Carmen, how hard are you on sound people when you're performing? I think John needs to be aware of this.
Yeah. Well, actually, we got a split line and a tracks, so it's not super easy.
I knew she was going to be a slave driver.
We run our own sound, but we know how to run sound, so it's not...
It's easy.
It's not too bad.
Is that too bad?
So you guys do sound. John, how long have you been doing Rickshaw Stop for?
Like 10 years or something.
How about you, Carmen?
I started right after the pandemic.
Okay.
Because a bunch of engineers like left the area, and I was like, this is a good time to go find some jobs.
It is.
That's called job security. Right here on Radio Valencia. And you guys said that the club just introduced this idea of staff curated shows.
Yeah.
So you guys fighting over this? Because I'm seeing some really, really good looking shows coming up, man. You've got Buzz Lightyear and Stardust playing and Spa. That's on the 21st. Treasures, Strange Cities, Fake Your Own Death. Are they opening that show? They're a really good band. I love that. That's on the 30th.
They are.
What's this Italian disco show that's coming up? This is outstanding. This is this Saturday. What do you know?
That show is pretty great. If you like kind of like that Giorgio Moroder vibe.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I'm talking about. All right,
Andreas knocks it out of the park.
All right. Yeah. That's out of sight. So how did you guys figure this out? Like, who would get what band? Were there anybody fighting for these bands? Like, oh, hell yeah, that's my night.
No, I think everyone kind of had their own vibe.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of reached out to people that we thought would be good. And Carmen and I threw bands back and forth and what would be a good build. And
Trying to find a big enough draw where you could, like, make it a solid night for the venue, too. Because the venue was like, we want to make money.
Well, that makes sense. What are you talking about? They're not going to donate their time. John, you're also hosting Thursday, January 22nd.
Yeah.
Tell us about these three bands.
That's Gumby's Junk, Rip Room, and Inner Ear Brigade.
Yes.
One's extremely prog. I would say almost like in the Canterbury. They're close to Gong.
Wow.
Gong, the Art Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Henry Cow.
Cool.
They're probably one of the coolest prog bands in this town, in my opinion.
Yeah. That's Gumby's Junk.
Other than Sleepy Time.
Of course. But is Sleepy Time really local anymore? They live in Eureka.
Yeah.
At least they moved out of Petrolia.
The Bay Area, it's getting ever larger.
Indeed.
And then Rip Room is the second band.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like not really post-rock. They're kind of no-wave dance.
Oh.
Kind of like spazzy Devo.
Oh, right on.
Interesting.
But a guitar trio.
Okay.
Not three guitar players.
It's a power trio.
Power trio. So it's really... It's really fun.
Sweet.
Super fun dancing music. And then Gumby's Junk kind of ties it all together with the kind of proggy part of it, and then the kind of quirky post-rock part.
Sure. And Inner Ear Brigade's... what are they? They're the real proggy band?
They're the real proggy. Three horns, keyboards, guitar, bass, drums. They're if you like chords.
Yeah.
Does a keyboardist sit behind a wall of keyboards in his own little cubicle?
No.
synthesizers.
Right, in a mirrored cape.
Is Keith here?
Actually, the keyboard player used to be in a band called Cheer Accident.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which is, I think that kind of gives lends a little cred to
little
this
bit.
Moment. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to hear a song from Gumby's Junk. And we're going to take this off of the business and pleasure. I really, I like it already.
Two treats in one.
That came out last August, and I love these guys. They're a really fun trio. We're going to hear the track that John recommended, Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. That's the actual title, quote, Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees, end quote. Radio Lindsay.
With my friends, jumping around holding hands, $500 tab, no tip, it's my right to be this lit. Practice smiling in the mirror, take my girl out to dinner, I'm a soft five, she's a solid eight, life is great. Wash my clothes, throw them bitches in the compost, soft and silky in my Calvins, it's a weekly expense. Spitting rizz on my Tesla, park my whip out in Rockridge, get my shit picked in Rockridge.
Right here on Radio Valencia, music there from Inner Ear Brigade off of their Pocunas record. We heard the track Goblin Gruel, part one. And yet there's no part two on there, so I'm anticipating more. Came out in 2024. Just before that, some music from Rip Room off of their 2022 release, A Light and Resound. We heard Discover What Your Monsters Are. Started off the set there with some Gumby's Junk, Business and Pleasure, the name of the release from last year. And the track is titled, quote, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, end quote. I just had to make sure I said that appropriately so I understood what I was talking about. They're all playing on Thursday, January 22nd, together at the Rickshaw Stop. It's part of the Rickshaw Staff Curate shows. And I've got Carmen and John in the studio, who are two of the staff sound engineers who are putting on this show. Carmen and John, you two are doing this Thursday. Again, remind us the show for Thursday. This coming Thursday.
We've got Everyone Is Dirty, and then my band, Agouti, and then opening is Grublin.
And then coming up Thursday, January 22nd, John Carr.
It is...
We're throwing things at him.
Oh, my God. I'm ducking flying objects here. Gumby's Junk.
Yeah.
Rip Room.
Yeah.
And Inner Ear Brigade.
I love it. That's exciting. I'm so happy you guys are here. So, okay, I'm having a hard time with what's coming up. I'm having a challenge. I'm challenged tonight. So, because there's this thing about, like, I'm a big fan of the reveal. I love it. I grew up watching Abbott and Costello and the Marx Brothers. It's all about the reveal. And here I am going, I don't know exactly how, because Wednesday, folks, there's a big press release that is, because I don't know how big it is. I mean, I've written it. I'm not talking about word count. But, you know, it's a thing that, and John, I invited you to be a part of this, and you took to it like a duck to water. So I was invited a couple of weeks ago, and if he's listening, I'm saying it now. A few weeks back, the drummer for Flipper, Steve DePace, came in, and we did a few shows in the past where Radio Valencia co-presented some shows of Flipper, and he says, John, did you hear the news? I'm not going to impersonate Tom because I love him too much. He goes, did you hear the news? The Mabuhay Gardens and On Broadway are reopening. Mm-hmm. I'd heard about it, but I didn't know anything about it. And he goes, I've got a show. He goes, and I want you to co-produce it with me and have Radio Valencia co-present this show. So I think we, and I invited John. I said, John, I can only think of one guy I want to have help me out do sound with this show. And you said, what'd you say?
I said, are you kidding? Of course I'd love to do it.
So Tom Watson purchased the building, so which is really incredible, and he is rebranding what has been Fame for a number of years. Mm-hmm. He's rebranding it Mabuhay Gardens on Broadway, upstairs, of course, 435 Broadway.
Now, all of this kind of coincides with, like, the 50-year anniversary
of punk rock in San Francisco. And Mabuhay opened in 1976. So Steve and I are co-producing on February 28th a Flipper and Friends headlining the 50th anniversary of punk in San Francisco. We're going to be doing producing a panel discussion downstairs. Doors at 2, show at 3. We're going to have Richie Utenberger doing a 75-minute punk history presentation, followed by about an hour and a half panel. Steve DePace, a Flipper, Penelope Houston is going to be on this. We have, I'm spacing his name, but I swear to God, it's right in front of me. Don't worry about it, folks. I am completely prepared all the time. Look how I do this. Look how I do the things that I'm doing. It's exactly like this. Wait, it might be here. Here it is. Okay, I'm good. Henry Rosenthal, the drummer for Crime, is going to be on it as well. We have a few other folks in the works. We're very excited to get them. This is, again, for the panel discussion.
A couple of surprise guests can't mention.
Absolutely. A few people who have confirmed, but we're looking for where they will be. That's downstairs. We're also going to have the amazing V Vale of Search and Destroy and Research Publications is going to be tabling the event as well. We have a couple of record vendors that I'm not ready to say because they haven't confirmed who will be in the house.
The screen printers?
I was just could have said, well, nice. we're looking at doing the live screen printing in the house, but we already have a few people. Chris Shaw is going to be making the 50th anniversary commemorative poster for the event. We have another artist that we're waiting to hear back from about this as well. We're going to be having videos. The old Joe Reese Target videos are going to be playing on screens all around the venue. We're going to have the old punk rock flyers all up and around. Photographs from Ruby Ray, James Stark, Jim Jacoy. Jay Blakesburg is going to be in the house as well, the great photographer and a friend of Radio Valencia. And then, starting at 8 o'clock, upstairs at On Broadway is the music. And it's going to go till about 1 o'clock in the morning. And we've got some really incredible bands that we're already getting lined up. Frightwig is going to be playing. We're thrilled about. I have a few bands that I'm not announcing yet, but once we do, when I announce a couple, the place will probably sell out, so I'm not ready yet. And there's one in particular. But Flipper and Friends, because it's Steve and Ted are still the core, and they are around, but they've been inviting people to participate with them. Penelope Houston has confirmed she will be performing with Flipper, which is very exciting, and a few other folks.
Don't give it all away.
I can't.
You kind of are.
You don't understand.
But just hold back.
There's so much more I can't say. Yet.
Right.
I can't. There's all this stuff that I might, but I really want to say that thing.
The MC of the night.
Do you want to say that one? Should we say that one? It's so
cool.
Oh, do you want to do that? Yeah. Go ahead.
It's Neil Hamburger!
Will be the MC upstairs and on Broadway, and that alone is worth the price of admission. There's so many fun things that we're doing. This is again on Saturday, February 28th. Tickets are not on sale yet, but you are. This is literally the first we've announced. This has not been told to anybody, so everybody's hearing this right now.
You guys are in the know right now.
You're in with the in crowd. So anyway, it's building and building and building, and I'm nervous. I don't really get nervous either. So
no,
I don't know if I'm bullshitting.
You're so cool under pressure.
I'm feeling so fine about the whole thing, too. It's a very, very fun event, and it's the kind of thing that once we're done with it, we're like, that happened. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
That happened. So let's all have a really good time. Stay tuned. And for the tickets, Radio Valencia is co-presenting this event. So we're going to be all over it. You'll hear a lot about it on this radio station and more to come. Is that okay?
I think that was good.
All right. That's all right? All right. Oh, you know what? I was going to cue a Flipper song or something. You guys talk amongst yourself.
All right.
Like the dolphin sound?
I'm the duck part because I took like a duck to water. Like, wah, wah,
wah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Flipper. Go ahead.
All right. That's enough. All right, we should probably play some music.
Barnyard
these
rock.
These two, I swear. All right, here's some Flipper, Radio Valencia.